So he asked me to share yesterday, and at the time I was really emotional, but I don't think I'll cry today. I think I've processed it a bit. Yesterday, Eric was speaking a lot towards the end about living life kind of with regrets, kind of, you know, walking through life with a lot of what ifs. And just kind of with that background, definitely I think within the last 2 years being in Hong Kong, I've really come to realize that I live life, or I've lived life, so much in the what ifs. And, you know, just looking back, constantly just wondering, could I have changed this, could I have changed that? Maybe I would be a different person. And so, anyway, so as we were praying, we came up to get ministered to, and I was up here praying. And usually when people come, especially visitors, or we have ministry time, I don't really go up to get prayed for, because I think, well, there's so many people, you guys should all get ministered to first. But I was like, forget it. I really need this, especially when I was praying for those areas in particular. And as I was coming up here and just praying, I realized, gosh, you know, when you live a life where you're constantly looking back, you know, you don't even realize how much you just enclose yourself in your own, like, and just really all the kind of different sadness and disappointments and things. And you get so wrapped up inside. You get so introspective that it's like you really lose sight of the things that are going on outside. And I realize how much, like, along the way, along, you know, so many years, I've just lived with a lot of self-pity. And it's just, you hate to think that, you know, you hate to think that you're going through life kind of complaining and thinking, oh, poor me kind of thing. Because I never really thought that I would kind of come across as that type of person. But I think when I'm at home or, you know, by myself privately, you realize, gosh, I do a lot of that, you know. And so during that time we were praying, I just felt like, you know, God was just really helping me to just let go of some of those things where it's like, I don't want to live with these regrets. I don't want to live with constantly thinking, what if? You know, this would have changed, that would have changed. And during that time, I felt like God really gave me a picture, kind of just kind of this moving motion picture. And what it was kind of like, if you can picture, I was walking forward. I was pointed in a forward direction, but I was always looking behind my shoulder, just constantly, you know, just glancing back, looking back. And it was as if I was walking through life, and I just really couldn't stay focused in looking forward walking. I was always looking behind to always kind of take a look at what I felt like I had lost, you know, and disappointments and things. And as I was doing that, the more and more I did that, I just felt like I was really weighed down with, you know, a lot of frustration, you know, sadness, disappointment, you know, regret, things like that. And then it was like this other scene where all of a sudden, you know, I'll stop and I'll look and just look at what it is that I'm constantly looking back towards. And it's as if there was like this wall, this really big wall full of pictures. And all those different pictures kind of represented different events and times in my life where I felt like those were areas where I just kind of longed to change or just wish it would have been a different situation. And it was just like this white wall just packed with pictures that represented that. And I would just, that the next, you know, picture was just me standing in front of that wall and just looking at it and just feeling so, such like a failure in a lot of ways. Just different things where I felt like, gosh, you know, I just can't help but dwell on those things. And then the next picture that came along that was actually as I was standing there and kind of staring at this wall, it was like Jesus came into the picture. And he came and saw the way that I was feeling and the way that I was kind of, you know, just really looking at these pictures and the thoughts that must have been running through my mind. And, you know, what I can really convey from kind of what I thought, you know, Jesus was the way he was looking and feeling was just really a lot of sadness for me because he didn't want me to feel that way about my life. And yet here I was stuck in that position. And then what happened after that was that instead of me being like adult me in the picture, it was kind of like I was transformed to a little me, you know, just little girl. And what happened was that he just kind of leaned over and actually just, you know, gave me a little kiss on the forehead. And he said, oh, it's okay. You know, I'll take care of this. Will you let me take care of it? You know, I said, okay, but I didn't really know what he was going to do. And then he asked for permission basically to start tearing those pictures down. I said, okay. You know, I didn't really know all that, you know, entailed, but you know, what it would mean, but he just started taking some of those pictures down. And then as he was doing that, he stopped, and then he asked, "Do you just want to help me to take all these pictures down?" And then slowly I said, "Okay, well, sure, why not?" And then as he was tearing those pictures down, then I followed along and started tearing all those other images down. And then we would just keep doing it, and it became kind of a transition. It was kind of like I didn't know how to feel, and it was kind of I was still stuck in that position of feeling a bit lost. And yet as we kept tearing down all those pictures, because it was a pretty big wall with lots of pictures, and as we were doing it, it's like the mood started changing. And it became something of a project where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, let's just tear all of it down. And let's just like rip it apart, you know. And it was just like I was becoming energized, and actually like life was just beginning to start getting stirred up in me. And there was like such a hope that, you know, in doing this, that it was something of kind of a bit of a release, where it was like little by little, you know, a little bit of those things that I kept holding on to all these years were beginning to kind of just kind of come off my shoulders, I guess, the pressures and things. And, you know, at the very end of it, it was like almost like this incredible release of like, wow, it's done. The whole entire wall was clean. And after that, I just saw this picture of him just picking me up, you know, like his little girl, and just kind of swinging me around because he was just so happy. And I was at that point just filled with so much happiness and laughter and joy, and just felt like so overjoyed that this was really complete. It was all torn down. And then after that, it was a matter of figuring out, okay, so what do we put up on this wall now? And so it was kind of like I was dialoguing, like, I don't know, should we put a big heart that represents your love or something? And it was just kind of this all that was going on in my mind when I was standing up here. And then he said, you know what, let's put this up. And it's as if we took a snapshot, Jesus and me. And, you know, it's like you're really smiling, like, you know, with any snapshot with your friends or people that you love. And he thought, well, let's put this up. And it was like this huge, huge wall-sized picture of Jesus and me, like smiling. And I was just thinking, well, okay, that's a really good picture to put up. And then I realized during that time, it was kind of communicating, I think, to me that, you know, there might be times where you're tempted to look back again, but then you won't see all those images. And you'll just see us. And and it was just really a freeing thought because, yeah, you know, we're learning to walk and to grow and to, you know what it means to live, you know, in this relationship with God and relationship with Jesus. But still, you know, we'll get tempted and we'll get weak. And, you know, no matter how many times I might want to look back, you know, he was just showing me, you don't have to worry about all those images anymore. And, you know, all you have to do is worry about, all you have to do is just look, when you do look back, you'll just see that picture of you and me. And that's what you have to focus on and be reminded of. And that's all that matters. And at the end of that whole, you know, kind of, what is it, that picture, then I just realized, yeah, you're right. I don't have to be so filled with heaviness anymore. And in fact, I think towards the end of it, you know, I realize when I do look back, that's all I'm going to see. And that's all he wants me to see. And it just, yeah, throughout the whole time, I knew that God was really ministering to me in that area. So, yeah, I just really praise God for that.